So hey, it's Peter, and you are tuned to another episode of the Sideshow Garden Podcast. I hope you're doing well. Hope you're having a good day. I hope you're smiling. I hope you're happy. I hope when you opened the windows this morning, looked out across the fields, you sang some lines from Oklahoma, there's a bright golden haze on the meadow, you had Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights, singing in the back of your head as you saw a goat farmer in the distance and said, I wonder if his name is Peter. Maybe you were sitting by your writing desk, pining, writing little notes, memoirs, wrapping them in a scroll and putting them next to some lavender. And you thought in your head, I wonder, does he think about me in exactly the same way? Maybe you thought to yourself, this is a gardening podcast. What is Donegan doing deviating off the point? Well, yeah, I'd like to tell you I had some sort of poetic relevance between the intro to that and what you are about to hear in today's episode, but in fact I don't. But then it transpires I by accident sort of do, because this is the story of the perennial garden at Royal Horticultural Society, RHS Flower Show, Cardiff. Not to take away from anything. Not in any way at all. It doesn't allow a license to say, well, you should look differently upon what was created. But it is maybe worth noting that there was a budget of £2,500 to build this garden. Just Google perennial garden Cardiff. It'll come up for you, or stick in Donegan and Burnham, Cardiff. The point at which I say the £2,500 and ask you not to look at the garden differently is because with all of your etch-a-sketches and abacus mind things in your head, you would be right in saying, why didn't you just go to Hampton Court Palace Flower Show and get 10 or 15 K and build a garden there? And there is no logic reason sometimes to fall in love, to make a daydream become a reality. And there's no reason to go do it bar you say, why not? Better to have loved. Better to have held hands with friends. Broke your backside laughing every single day of the week. Absolutely loved what you do and built a garden for garden's sake. I paint a very perfect, almost, picture of what maybe you believe you might be about to hear. But that's far from the case. On behalf of myself and Ed Burnham, designer of the perennial garden and contractor respectively, ladies and gentlemen, this is part one of two of the perennial garden at RHS Cardiff 2019. I'm at RHS Cardiff 2019. You can hear it in the background. Cardiff weather is Cardiff weather. It's raining. We're making good progress.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
RHS Cardiff 2019. It's been an interesting 3 days so far. I'm standing next to Luke, who works with Ed. Luke, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you, Peter. How are you?
Well, I'm fantastic. As always, spirits are high. What's the weather been like so far?
Topsy-turvy.
Explain that a little bit further.
I didn't realise how wet Wales was.
What did Ed construct yesterday?
We constructed
a snowman. That was the first thing. Not a joke. If you are on Twitter, find that picture or Ed will pass it on to you. But we've done well. The Taxus baccata yew hedges are in place. The Alicantra stone from CD is mid-construction. We've a little bit to go. The other stone has gone down quite well as well.
Yeah, the porcelain's going down very nice.
It's a different contrast between one and the other.
Yeah. So the porcelain is very, very... You have to be very, very precise with it.
Precise, but when it's laid, it's perfection.
It does. It looks very, very nice when laid properly.
You are no stranger to show gardening. For those who are listening at home, what age are you?
I'm 21 years old.
How long are you working with Ed?
Be 2 years in October.
How many show gardens have you been a part of, or HS show gardens, I should say, since your entry into horticulture?
The Cardiff 2019 will be my 8th show garden.
Pretty impressive for a young gentleman, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, thank you very much, Peter.
Hey, you're most welcome. Bearing in mind, considering we're veering off the point of it, but we'll get back to it. There's a lot of talk of recent in the media about, inverted commas, young people and horticulture. You seem to have a... I don't want to sound like some Hollywood actor, but you seem to have a particular set of skills that are... Ed trusts you a lot. He seems to leave you to your own devices, and you do it extremely well. But at show garden level, as versus private garden level, there is a grave difference between and knowing how to do the show garden construction, finishing touches. They're not the same, albeit I understand why they may appear the same. Fair point?
It is a fair point. With show gardens, you have to be very, very precise. Any little thing can get picked up on, as when you're doing a private garden, you're just working with the clients, you're doing what the clients want. But when you're doing a show garden, you have to stick to your brief. You have to make sure that you're getting everything down as it needs to be down.
The show garden scene in itself, also very different. We were describing it yesterday during the snow and two spots coffee break, I should add, as a sort of big brother household. It's you wake up together, you go to work together, you eat together, sleep together, get up the next morning, and so press repeat. You'd want to be of a, how would you say, a quite optimistic, generally happy, non-pain in the ass, to put a technical term on it, type of persona to be able to live in a show garden Bill's style setup. Is that a fair point?
It is a very, very fair point. It is very unique, show garden living, because when you work away from home, even in general without show garden, you have to enjoy what you do. You have to enjoy the people you work with. No one really wants to come to work with people they don't like, or a job they don't like doing. So when everything just aligns perfectly, the rest is history.
To put that in context, how petite, cosy, I think is an appropriate, maybe a property marketing manager's terminology. We're in warm. We've all the kitchen facilities and appliances, etc., etc. The showers are warm, everything's good, but it is tight.
It is very, very snug, but that's all part of the fun.
Yeah. But that goes back, you wouldn't want to be, you genuinely would not want a pain in the ass on the team.
No, you really wouldn't.
What do you think of RHS Cardiff so far?
I'm enjoying it. It's the first time I'm doing RHS Cardiff. I think Wales is lovely to begin with. The weather's not so nice, but it's really relaxed here. It's really, really nice. Everyone's really nice. And we're just cracking on doing what we do.
Pleasure talking to you, Luke. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Peter.
Ed Burnham's in my company, no stranger to the Sideshow. Ed, I've got a crossover here between what is my hobby and what is, I guess, the real job. For those who are unaware, I did some BBC sound effects there, but what are you actually doing at this moment in time?
Painting some posts.
We spoke about this on a serious note. We spoke about piecing the people together, the right people, something I mentioned with Luke earlier on. A point at which, irrespective of what your qualifications and skills are, you have to be prepared to pick up the broom, the mop, the brush, the whatever the case may be, and literally get stuck in and do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a wet weather job right now. We're under the gazebo, so the paintbrush is in hand and the posts are getting painted and they can sit and dry. They've got a week to chill before they go in the ground.
We're Thursday at this moment in time. We're coming to the end of another day. What has been done so far? What is the schedule for the next 4 days, let's say?
We've got, the first thing we did was get the hedges straight in. So that was, a couple of days ago. We've been getting the paving in. They've got trees in. We've got soil in. We've got boundaries done. So everything on the interior is looking pretty damn good. We are hoping for some dry weather so we can grout. If we can grout tomorrow, we're ready for planting Saturday. Saturday, Sunday. I believe Hortus Loci will be coming up with the plants on Saturday. So we'll get that organised, get that sorted. And then we're ready for Oxford Planters Kitchen on Sunday. So as of that point, we are hard landscaping done, tick. And we are probably going to have to start thinking about getting the champagne on ice.
Yeah, so Sherry Carman's coming up tomorrow to get at the Taxus baccata yew hedging. It's 2.5 metres tall, looking slick, but just needs manicuring, I think, is a fair way to put that. It's in show garden. Well, in show garden terms, you wouldn't want to be doing it with a shears or a hedge cutters.
No, we're going to. A lot more care is going to be taken with this. We don't want sort of horrible blunt snips and marks where that looks unsightly. So we'll go over it by hand. This is the sort of care you need to take on this kind of thing when it's especially when it's all being shown to the public, when it's looking its best. So we'll take our time. Probably spend a good morning or more on it. And as you say, get one side looking, well, get the inside looking really slick. The outside has been grown more natural in its natural state, so we don't mind that looking a little bit more free form.
Yeah.
And then when that's done, we really are ready to plant, so we can, yeah.
Yeah, so final phone call with Hortus happens tomorrow, which is the, literally, we know exactly where the paving is, we know exactly what and exactly how many numbers of plants and what types of plants we require. So we'll confirm that with them tomorrow afternoon. It'll arrive on Saturday. And like I said, then Sunday is Oxford Planters and their kitchen. The kitchen boy of dreams, literally, isn't it?
That's the wow moment, right? And that really finishes it. I mean, bearing in mind, we've still got some planting to do at that point, but I think that's the sort of the crowning moment. Sunday in... couple more days of planting, preening, but we should be able to get a good finished article as of end of play Sunday. What's that? Monday, Tuesday, 4-5 days in advance?
We'll be done, well, judging as Thursday, so Wednesday, I think, Pro Cook arrive in. And they've got all the glasses, cutlery, pots, pans, bits and bobs.
Props.
So to speak, but ones that are actually going to be used. And then we just have the barbecue to drop into place. Do you want to tell me a little bit about the barbecue?
Oh, the barbecue, yeah. We've had a very talented welder who makes these things, make this bespoke for us as well, along with everything else that's been going in. But this is an oil drum barbecue, which doesn't sell it, but it's a little bit more high-end than that, from a company called Smoking Sam's. And we're hoping to... we are going to be having a chef visit from a restaurant in Cardiff called Heaney's. Are going to be coming and cooking on there for us as well on the Friday of the show. So the rain's really coming down now. We will be doing some live cooking demos and some cool stuff to get the crowds going.
We got a surprise delivery package yesterday evening, and it really sums up the level of support that we've had. So from CD Stone and Howard and Giles and the crew and all that they've done, it's more than just supplying stone, I think it's fair to say. Equally with Hortus, I know Andrew Fisher Tomlin's come down on Sunday as well to give us a hand planting, which puts a little bit more maybe in context, the level in behind the scenes. Not to be forgotten is probably Two Spots Coffee. Do you want to tell the listeners what happened?
Two Spots Coffee, unreal stuff. That is a serious coffee.
What was in the package, Ed?
What did we get in the package? We got an extremely cool bundle of T-shirts, 4 packs of coffee, 4 kilograms of coffee,
yeah.
Freshly ground, beautiful stuff. One of the blends was made... wow, now we got hail.
Sorry, we got hailstones.
We can make another snowman.
You can hear them in the background. I'll put this on pause. You stay where you are, listen at home, and we'll come back to it, and we'll just wait for these to die off.
They're big and they hurt.
That's pretty loud on your earphones. Okay, give me a sec. So we're back after the hailstones. Sorry, Ed, tell us about the...
Oh, yeah, coffee. We had, the 4 kilograms of coffee delivered, 2 different blends. Blew us away was they made the... Was it the
Perennial Garden RHS Cardiff 2019 blend that they made specially for us? I have to say, it was pretty impressive. I've never seen or heard of that before.
It's delicious, yeah, it's delicious. And I don't know how much we've gone through already, but we only got it this morning.
We've done about 0.5 kg, but I think the RSPB, that's the Royal Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Birds, they're up the way, and their teams, they smelt it brewing and came down and had a...
Muscled their way in.
Yeah, well, I would have as well, to be honest with you, you know?
The showground smells of our coffee is great. Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. And we've had plenty of comments on our setup, haven't we? So, yeah.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Okay, we leave there for the minute, folks. We're going to get on with the garden. Rain isn't easing off, but the garden needs to progress. Nonetheless, we'll keep in touch and we'll chat soon. All right, take care. Cheers, bye.
It's 3:02 in the morning on Derry, Friday night, Saturday morning. And I've just been woken up with the rain coming up the roof. A little bit quiet for good reason. Mainly because in the middle of the night, you start to wonder if the ducks will ever stop swimming past. That's not a joke, I suppose. We'll cross toes. Fingers crossed.
Not the first time I've been in a vehicle with this gentleman. We've had conversations before, but we're unsure really, I suppose, where we stand. We had intended to do the daily diary sort of a thing for the RHS Cardiff Show Garden, but it certainly didn't work out that way. Ed, what day is it? What day are we on site?
I don't know, it's Wednesday, Thursday? Wednesday.
How's build going? How are we getting on? What's in place for those? You're obviously listening to this at home and you will already have seen those photographs. But I should underline, this is very unusual for me to do this about a garden that I've done. Yeah.
We're very close to finishing and we'll be done completely tomorrow, but we've got obviously paving in, kitchens in, looks amazing, I think we've all been pretty excited about that. I know Sarah from Oxford Plants was extremely excited to get it there, so that's in. We had a bit of a tree dilemma, being that it was a spring show, so we did a tree swap. We got a stunning Amelanchier now that's in place, and it's a proper showstopper. So that, I think we would have been finished sooner, wouldn't we? But that held us up a little bit from finish the planting. But that said, everything's in. A little bit of mulching to finish off tomorrow, and then we're pretty much buffing wine glasses, I think, tomorrow, aren't we?
So for those, I'll get to the Amelanchier, as Ed pronounces it, versus Corillus scenario, or the main tree in the garden. To put that into context, what were and have temperatures been like for the build, Ed?
It was from everything from thunder, lightning, hail in week one, and then we are literally driving back and it's like blue skies. There's a small cloud up there. It was completely transformed from last week. So we've had the whole spectrum of, yeah, mainly cold, so that hasn't been ideal for plants, but it's lovely now, which was always going to be a gamble on some of the things, but if it stays like this now for the show, we'll be grand.
We made a snowman from the amount of hail. If I'm honest with you, for those of you listening who know what it's like to build show gardens, live, eat, sleep and drink in each other's pockets for
2 weeks, 3 weeks approximately, 24/7 around the clock. If you're building, let's say, at Hampton and Ed's in London, it's okay because you can sort of go home every evening. You get a little bit of a break from it, and that tends to break that join. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, completely. So, number one, you get go home to family and do relatively, I wouldn't say normal things in the evening, but there's a home-cooked meal, there's this, there's that. We are literally up sticks, away from home, not nowhere near, and we're eating in the pub every night. And having our sort of debrief and rundown over a Guinness rather than it's a totally different thing to having been close to home.
But we're also having conversations at 1:30 in the morning and getting up at 6:00 in the morning in order to compete with the weather. And now we're changing this story into how you, I might say, because of the loss in time of weather conditions, gaining those clock hours back, keeping spirits up, has been a bit of a challenge. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just changing lane there.
That's all right. I'm holding the phone. We're not breaking the law.
What was the question?
Low temperatures, yeah. Spring shows. The difference between that and Hampton, and I made the point that it would be easier, or we would look better, easier from a plant's perspective, if, and assuming you've normal July weather, so to speak, a Hampton would be easier than a spring show, horticulturally speaking, in every way possible.
I would, yeah, totally agree with that. And I would agree with that, and then on the flip side of that, I would say that I think Hortus Loci have done an incredible job with what we've got. And be it that London is probably a few more degrees warmer than Cardiff has been, maybe that's a good reason for, you know, we've got irises literally ready to burst, and some of the stuff that we've got is just looking absolutely incredible and almost unexpected, I would say. So
horticulturally, what happened on our feature tree? We're a little bit all over the place. We literally just walked offside. It's 6:10 in the evening. Conversations, I hope you're hanging with me on this one, but the stone arrived, kitchen arrived, all plants arrived, bang on tune, 8:00, 8:30, 9:00 in the morning on Tuesday, day one of build. Where are we? Oh, we're still recording. And we started as we needed to do. We can't dig down in Cardiff, I should add, which is another challenge. In all other showgrounds, Hampton, Tatton, Cardiff, you're allowed to dig down. So the depth of a root ball has to be taken into consideration in this case to make the finish heights of the garden. And if we had a root ball or a below the stem height, in this case, it was originally of about 50 centimetres, half a metre. So we built the entire garden up. But the Corillus, then because of the the very low temperatures, 3-4 degrees that we had in the very cold weather and not much heat, not much light in the place, the Corillus should have burst as Mark had suggested it would, but you can't and could not have taken into consideration that extreme of low temperatures. So the tree logically does nothing. And he had sent down an Amalanche and a Corillus. And of course, we chose the Corillus, which was the correct decision then, and sent back the Amalanche. 9 days later, and Mark phones me and says, the Amalanche is in flower, how's the Corillus doing? To which I said, not very well at all. Having that backup, that team by your side, in this case was hugely important and really did matter, because it, within those 9 days, that Amalanche had burst into flowers. And we were having conversations with the Royal Botanic Gardens of Wales, and they were saying their Amalanches had actually gone out of flower, come through the far side, similar to how a Forsythia performs, and had gone into leaf. And so I'm trying to figure out what day we're Wednesday today. So yesterday morning, was it?
Yes, yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday, we made the call. Truck from Hordes Loci comes down. We'd been on the phone, or I'd been on the phone to Mark on Saturday night. Not head wrecking, I should say, but just in a, you know, making you aware of the scenario. I think we're going to have to make a call on this. You can't go that far in a garden and then leave a their feature tree. And it would have been a stunner if it was in, but you can't go that far and neglect or just leave that bit to one side. So we made the call on Sunday night, Monday morning, to pull it out and change it. However, the root ball was about 120 taller than the original 450, 500 that we had built the garden based around. So it was a little bit of a challenge. But lo and behold, we had a very good friend, and I'm superbly proud to say, I know Andrew had been down AFT had been down giving us a hand plant over the weekend while Ed went home. I obviously didn't, but Sherry Carman, we're very proud to say, was able to join the team.
Former guest of the show.
And Sherry will be designing, my apologies, the APL garden at Hampton Court Palace Flower Show this year, and we'll try and get her on to talk about that one as well. But it is, and it has been, an absolute pleasure when you've got somebody who, you know, their skill set is to deal with the very, very, very finer details of what goes into making planting and plants look their absolute best for a show. We're about to change lanes, and as you will know from previous episodes with Ed, we're at peak time traffic, I should add. What's the story with what's actually happening around us, the colleges thing, Ed?
Oh, there's the varsity, college varsity games, Swansea versus Cardiff. And there are a number of 18-year-olds extremely tanked up.
That's a very eloquent way to put it, but it's not far off the mark, I should add. So it's a busy night around Cardiff, but we tend to live in a bubble between the Grange pub, mainly because they do really good warm meals and
a fine pint of Guinness.
So even at that department, whilst we may jest, if you had any more than 3 pints, you'd probably fall asleep. At this stage, the hours are long. We've treated this garden, I think, very seriously. We do have an excellent build team collated, and it's funny, the conversations we've been having over the last while have very much been about not taking on everything yourself, having people by your side who you trust a lot, and sort of letting that bit go to them and trusting that what they do will logically be the right thing, which is the reason why you asked them in the first place. Have I got that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and this is a fine example of a great team, because we've had, as you say, fantastic people in to come and give, even if it's a day, 2 days. There's been the right people to do the right jobs, and if this was on any other show, you'd be more than, well, we are extremely thankful and proud of everyone that's been involved and what we've produced. So this is no different to any other show. This is just as good as any other show, and what we've produced is worthy of being anywhere else as well. So
it's at this point in time, my apologies, that I need to jump in and let you know that part two of the story of the perennial garden at RHS Cardiff 2019 will air not next week, but the week after. If you're subscribed in iTunes or Spotify or one of those podcast providers, it'll drop straight into your telephone, and I promise you it is it's worthwhile. Never the destination, always the journey. Isn't that what they say? And this is very much a case of one of them, holding hands with the best of the very best, wearing your heart very much on your sleeve. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend wherever you are, or a great midweek, depending on when you're listening to this. Don't forget to give your mother a hug. Take care. Bye for now.